Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and today is November the 30th in the year 2011 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have an exciting show tonight, audio stimulation, neuroplasticity, helping ADHD and autism. We have Dr. Ron Minson and Rebecca Gonowich in our virtual studios tonight, and we're going to jump right into the content of the show in a couple minutes. But first, a couple announcements, and I guess really I want to start things off by thanking our listenerships out there for your support. We have in October, we had a very special month. We had a series of shows in the month of or the week of ADHD Awareness Week, and we broke download records. And interestingly enough, is in November, it looks like we are going to break that record. So thank you very much for your continued support. I'd also like to thank the many people out there who are actually sending me show ideas, and a particular shout out to Paul in the UK, who's given us a couple ideas. As a matter of fact, he's the one that motivated us to have Dr. Max Munke on in August talking about acupuncture, and he's actually copied me on some other emails with some other potential guests. So thank you very much, Paul. A reminder to everybody out there, our Facebook page is up and going. If you go to facebook.com/attentiontalkradio, you can get a list of upcoming shows, archived shows, and actually listen to the show off the web and post some comments on our wall. Reminder, if you go to the advertiser giveaway page, you can sign up for our newsletter if you don't want to go to the Facebook page to find out what's going on. And also, presently, we're doing a raffle for $50 iTunes gift card, and we're hoping that we'll actually be doing some other raffles. So those are all no purchase necessary. Just go and to win, if you're interested in the iTunes gift card raffle, need to get your email or sign up today, because we're actually going to do our drawing tomorrow. So let's see. We've got that. I think that's all the announcements tonight. Again, with us tonight is Dr. Minson with Integrated Learning Systems, and we want to talk about audio stimulation and neuroplasticity and how it can help those with ADHD and actually those with autism. We're going to talk to Dr. Minson towards the at the beginning of the show, and then we're going to talk to Rebecca towards the end. Dr. Minson, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here. And actually, the name is Integrated Listening Systems.
Did I say learning systems again?
I believe so.
I stand corrected, everybody. It's Integrated Listening Systems, and I have a mental block on that, so I'm going to have to get it right.
Well, we have a program for that, Jeff.
Sign me up. I want to just talk a little bit about your background. You have a little bit of a unique background. You've done some work in public health, family practice, and psychiatry. You got your medical degree from UCLA School of Medicine. You're board certified psychiatry and neurologist, but you also had a little bit of background serving in the Peace Corps. Is that correct?
Yes, I did, in Costa Rica, way back in the beginning, in 1965 to 67.
Wow. And then in 1990, you became certified by Tomatis?
Dr. Tomatis, an ear, nose, and throat physician out of France who was the pioneer of all of the sound therapy systems that are currently being utilized worldwide.
Excellent. So I want to talk about that stuff, but before we jump into it, can you talk to everybody about neuroplasticity? What are we talking about when we say neuroplasticity? And kind of familiarize, I guess, with what that is, and then I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about the audio stimulation stuff.
I'd be glad to. Neuroplasticity refers to neuro being the brain or nervous system part, and plasticity, not plastic so much as the ability of the brain to mold or change itself in response to stimulation. I like to think of the brain as very much like a muscle. We know that when we exercise muscles, they become more efficient, they become stronger, and they grow in size. And the same is true of the brain. It responds to input of all the different senses by changing its form and its structure, its efficiency, and its speed of functioning. So you can think of it as a muscle. It definitely changes. It's not static and stuck in architecture as the earlier neuroscientists used to believe.
And there's research now that's confirming that as you exercise the brain, that it actually physically changes. Is that accurate?
That is correct. It does physically change. This can be measured in a number of ways. Brain maps are the primary way to do that. But the numbers of connections in the brain between these different nerve cells increases hugely, thousands and thousands fold. Every time we have an experience, in fact, the brain makes a new connection or a new tracing of that, but doesn't pay attention to the same old information. It is, responds primarily to novelty, something new and different that it hasn't either seen, experienced, or sensed in one form or another. So the novelty is the key to brain neuroplasticity.
So with understanding that and moving into integrated listening systems, tell us about integrated listening systems, ILS for short. Tell us about ILS and how it works.
Very gladly, and I just should mention that given the background you mentioned, that there must be a story behind why a physician with that training would get into this field, and it had to do with my daughter. And like many parents who may be listening, I was on a relentless search to help her with her learning disabilities, memory and attention problems, and nothing conventional worked until I found the Tomatis method, and that's what treated Erica. And my my changing of professions into this field actually 20 years ago. So ILS combines the work I've done over the last 20 years using sound therapy as one vehicle combined with movement, visual activities, vestibular or balance and coordination activities, and motor activities. So it's a multi-sensory simultaneous stimulation of the brain to improve function of the nervous system.
And so so what does this look like? Does a person have headphones on, and are they watching a screen standing? Can you give us an idea of kind of what the exercise looks like?
People go to the website later, they'll also see some pictures that describe that really well. But yes, the person would have headphones on that are specially adapted with a bone conductor that sits on top of the strap that stimulates another part of the brain, another part of the ear called the vestibular system, and then it has the standard air conduction as well. They may be standing on a balance board that gives a great deal of reception and stimulation through what we call proprioceptors. Those are the joint receptors. And we work on balance and coordination. They may have a bean bag where they're doing some visual tracking exercises, a hanging tennis ball that might be swinging. So these exercises may be going on simultaneously with the air and bone conduction stimulation. The music that's used is primarily all classical music, primarily based on Mozart. And it's been treated specifically with different levels of filtration to enhance the different parts of the auditory system that we're trying to improve.
I'm curious, you said mostly classical. Is there a reason classical music was used as opposed to other forms?
Yes, this was Dr. Tomatis's preference, and there are other systems have come out that do use more modern music, but classical music has stood the test of time. And it's been around for 200 years, so it's something that has lasted and obviously has great benefit. More specifically, 80% of the music we use was composed by Mozart. And his music, particularly the symphonies and the violin concerti, are very, very rich in high-frequency content, and that's very important to how the brain functions. It's also important to the fact that the way we treat the music is frequently taking out certain frequencies and leaving others in. So the high-frequency content of Mozart's music is very, very beneficial for auditory processing and attention issues.
I have to take a little sidetrack. I remember, 15 years ago, I was up in Worcester, Massachusetts. I was working for an insurance company at the time. They had a 150-year anniversary, and they brought the Boston Pops in, and I wasn't a classical person, but I went to this with a whole bunch of people that I worked with, and it was funny because they would play all this classical music, and all I could remember was all the cartoons I grew up with because all that classical music was all in the background, and it was just interesting. I didn't realize I knew so much of it. So anyway, not to get too far off topic. The system that you have, so you're balancing, you got the headphones on, and you've got all this stuff that's kind of going on. So what I'm hearing you say is with all this stuff kind of going on, you're focusing and it's your brain is trying to pay attention to whatever the music, the balancing, if you will, that's kind of going on, and that's actually exercising the brain.
That's very accurate, and at a layman's perspective, and without getting too technical, I'd like to just take a little bit more time to go into a slight depth here about
sure.
what is actually happening. When you look at brain maps of the brain, you'll find these areas on the surface in the cortex where they say this area is hypoactive, and therefore you give Ritalin or stimulant to wake it up. And in fact, many of the areas that they point to on these brain maps are actually normal. The problem is what we call subcortical. So your cortex is that gray matter we're all familiar with, but all of the input from our eyes and ears, nose, taste, touch, movement comes through the brainstem, goes through something called the midbrain, and then it goes to the higher brain structures. So all of this subcortical structure is like the foundation of a house. And what's happening with ADD and many learning problems is that there are difficulties, there are problems in the way this brainstem, lower brain structures, are actually processing all this input. So by improving the processing of input from below the subcortical structures, you now have a firm foundation to a house, and you can think of the cortex as being the roof. In my daughter's case, for example, many therapies, speech and language and others, they were good therapies, but they wouldn't hold, because the cortex, the roof, was on a weak foundation. And so the ILS puts in a firm foundation. Another factor that's important to emphasize is something called Hebb's Law. This states that neurons that fire together wire together. So by using multiple sensory inputs, such as visual, motor, and auditory, simultaneously, you're causing the different brain areas that process those inputs to communicate more with each other, to make more connections, which improves the efficiency and the processing of multiple input information.
Wow. With all the everything that you're talking about here, is I'm kind of curious, are there any side effects from it?
There are no side effects from the program at all. Having said that, there are some children, particularly on the autistic spectrum disorder, or some children with what we call modulation disorders, that are very, very, very sensitive to any kind of input. So we have to titrate the amount of stimulation that they can handle very gently and very carefully in the beginning for some children. So it's really a matter of just having to be careful that we don't give them more stimulation than their nervous system can handle. It's not serious. If it has a mild effect that is untoward, they tend to be a little grumpy, irritable, maybe have some sleep disturbances. And as soon as we recognize that or see that, we just tend to back off in terms of either the duration of listening or the amount of listening they're doing. Generally, children do this 1 hour a day, 3 to 5 days a week, and it can also be done at home as well as in a clinic. The clinic programs can also be tailored to individual needs, which is really nice.
Interesting. And so they can be tailored, so this is just not a one-size-fits-all, and there's a couple different things, a couple different levels or depending on this particular situation, right?
That is correct. There's a number of programs that we have loaded, such as for attention concentration, for reading and language processing, for autism protocols, and so forth. So there's those are more standard protocols, and then again, as I say, the professional system can be tailored on an individual basis depending on the person's needs.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, I want to go to a break, but before we do, for those that are interested in learning more about integrated listening systems, you can go to integratedlistening.com. That's integratedlistening.com. And if you go there, I presume there's a contact button. So if somebody has a question for you, Dr. Minson, they can just go hit the contact button and it'll go in. They can be forwarded to you.
Yes, they can go to info@integratedlistening.com, and I'll be sure to get information. If it's directed toward me specifically, I'll be glad to respond.
And with that, we'll be right back after this message.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and, of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join Chad at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Before the break, we had Dr. Minson on from Integrated Listening Systems, and we were talking about really what the concept of neuroplasticity was, and then we started talking about Integrated Listening Systems, what it's about, how it works, and got a little bit of an idea of what's going on. In this segment, we want to bring Rebecca Gonowich on, who actually is an adult who actually has been through the program, but before we just get into things, I want to do a shout-out to Robin, Cynthia, Todd, and the Educational Concepts for posting comments and following us on our Facebook page. Rebecca is she's a mother that's devoted to helping her three children, two who have ADHD and one who has autism, kind of move forward in life. She considers herself blessed with the diagnosis of ADHD and uses the gift to dedicate a considerable amount of energy to improving the lives of her families and those that they touched by the disability. For 20 years, Rebecca has passionately and tirelessly committed herself to champion the cause of those who find themselves caught up in this complex world of special needs. And with that, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. So nice to be on.
I'm real excited about this. I want to ask you a little bit. Tell us, can you share with our listeners a little bit more than I did about yourself? And then can you talk about your experience going through the ILS training?
Oh, I would love to. Well, for starters, with my ADHD itself, I, like many parents, didn't realize that I had ADHD until after my son was diagnosed. You know, I can actually remember being on an airplane where I was reading Dr. Halliwell's book, thinking of learning about my son. And there I find myself. So here I am with tears streaming down my face saying, oh, my gosh, this is me, this is me. I had no idea that this was me, that I was different in any way. I thought everybody was like this. So I went through life with such low self-esteem, feeling really dumb and just, you know, like I was a typical airhead. And all along it was attention deficit disorder, and I had no ideas. You know, so I had these really great ideas, but I had problems following through and really completing tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like the typical person with ADHD, I would really make promises to get things done or try to have timelines and not be able to meet them. And then I would go through what Dr. Halliwell talks about, that cycle of guilt and shame, you know,
uh-huh.
Where my heart would be in something. I'd say, yes, I can get it done. And then I would feel really bad because I couldn't get it done because ADHD got in the way and I wasn't able to do it. So I was just back and forth. And I really, really felt held back by my ADHD.
So how did you learn about ILS and how did you, I guess, initially get started in the program?
Well, actually, I learned about ILS in looking for programs for my son with autism. I had done a lot of research, and I found that this was really the one that I liked the best. And we started using the program back in 2008. And when I was using it with my kids, I decided that I would go ahead and give it a try, too. And so I went through a couple of different programs, and then it really kicked in for me. I could really start to feel some of the changes in myself. And then the first thing I really noticed was I had a better mood and that I was just full of energy, just an overall well-being. But then I really noticed that my processing speed was improved and I could make decisions much faster. You know how there's some people that go through life and can never make a decision?
Yep.
You know, half the time it's because we can't hold a thought that long. But I found that I could really do it, that I didn't lose that train of thought anymore, and that I could, all of a sudden, I could do math in my head, which I never could do. And not only that, but my memory improved. I don't have to make lists anymore. But, you know, one of the funniest things that happened was all of a sudden one day I was working away and this voice came in my head and it said, look at the clock. And I was like, how the heck did I remember to look in the clock? I had no idea that typical people have a little voice in their head that tells them when to look at the clock. All of a sudden, this executive functioning came in for me, so I now am not late.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be called Rebecca Late. I mean, that was my middle name, Rebecca Late.
Mm-hmm.
I was always late, and now I'm not, because that little voice is now in place that reminds me to look at the clock. I no more say, all right, I'll be there in an hour, and I show up 5 hours later. So I don't get lost in what I'm doing so much. So it's such a benefit.
When you said you felt the change, can you describe with a little bit more detail? And I'll jump in here. Earlier this summer, I had Max Munke on, and we were talking about acupuncture, and it kind of occurred to me, because I hadn't really heard of using it for ADHD treatment, and the notion of, I mean, if you do exercise, your brain gets, you know, the chemicals change, and if you get an accident, you get an adrenaline rush. And I thought, well, if you're sticking needles in your body, it's got to react. And so actually, I went to get some acupuncture because I was having some lower back problems. And I remember, like, the second session, I could definitely feel something that was a little different. It was kind of hard to describe. I'm still not so sure I can articulate it. But it wasn't like the normal feeling that I would get. It was a little bit different, and I was noticing that I had more energy and that my mood had changed. Can you, and I know this is maybe catching a little bit off guard, but can you articulate, like, when you say I felt it, can you try to describe, like, what it was, or what, was it just noticing voices in your head, or?
No, I really, that almost sounds like schizophrenia. No, no, what it really was like is I really felt like somebody let the air out of my head. You know, that I was an airhead, I was in a fog. And all of a sudden, now I can find my words. I can articulate. I'm on. It's the difference of feeling really on or feeling really
Really?
So I felt bright. I feel able to get things done. I'm more self-confidence. And even my sleep has improved. And you know how much better you feel just from having a better
yep.
night's sleep as well. So all of that improved. So it's really helped my life in so many ways. And then a lot of times I even use the system still where if I'm on a really tight deadline,
uh-huh.
I'll play the music in the background even through speakers, or else I'll give myself a little boost of the program. And it just kind of helps to give me just that little bit of energy, that little bit of burst, but it helps me to focus and concentrate that much better.
So I'm fascinated. You slept better and you got like kind of a boost of energy.
Right.
Everybody out there, I'm getting a little old. I got kids and stuff like that. And, you know, it's every once in a while, you know, it's almost like you get the flu and you get that twitching kind of drooling sleep that I watch my 10-year-old do and I only dream of. And I know that when I get that, I wake up, I feel so much better. You're just so much more alive. You have so much more energy. You can think a little clearer. And it sounds to me, it's that feeling of freshness
right.
and just clarity.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. As you might be able to hear my dog squeaking a toy in the background here. I apologize if you can. So what I like to say about it is now I feel like Wonder Woman, you know, where I have all the gifts of ADHD, you know, that I'm still creative, I still have energy and enthusiasm, but now I can get things done. So that's kind of the feeling, because now I can accomplish things, so I feel better because I'm really being able to accomplish them.
Wow.
You know, I'm really able to get on my own way, and that I really think that if I would have had this program when I was a kid, I'm sure that I would be a senator by now, that I would be, you know, fighting for the needs, the special needs, you know, fighting for those people. But I couldn't do it. I could not go forth because I would just start too many projects and never be able to finish anything. So it's such a wonderful feeling to be on, to just be on top of the world.
Absolutely. And were you on medications before you tried
No, my medication would be Diet Coke.
Excellent.
So,
okay.
You know, caffeine. Yeah, so no, I wasn't. And that's the nice thing is that with this kind of program, you don't need to be on medication. It's able to kind of do naturally what the medications can do artificially. So it's a nice complement to medications for people that are on medication, but it's something if you don't want to get on medications that you can do this program and it'll help as well.
Excellent. I tell you what, we need to go to another break. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more, Rebecca, about sharing the experience as your kids went through it. But again, before we go to break, as a reminder to everybody, if you want to learn more, just go to integrateedlisteningcom. Again, that's integratedlistening.com. And with that, we'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention@attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. At the top of the hour, we were talking about neuroplasticity and what ILS was. In our last piece, we had Rebecca on, who has ADHD herself, and she was sharing her experience going through the ILS system, the fact that it took the air out of her head, she could think clearly, she felt more energy, better mood, sleeping better, and actually paused every once in a while to notice the clock on the wall to be on time, which is really kind of exciting. Rebecca, we don't have a lot of time left, but can you share your observations in observing your kids as they went through it? And I guess let's just take just one at a time, about like a minute and a half for each one of them.
Okay, especially with my son that has ADHD, I could probably talk for about 2 hours on him. He's made such improvements. For starters, he was on 4 different medications, and with ILS, we were able to get him off all 4 medications. He improved in his voice. He was too much of a loud talker. It brought his level of speech down. It improved his articulation. It improved his sensory issues. He has made such incredible gains. Nobody ever thought he would reach the levels that he's reached now, where he's actually even going to school to be a physical therapist. And this is a child that had a 1-to-1 aid all the way through 8th grade because his special needs were so much. So it really improved his attention, his articulation, sleep. I can go on and on.
And when did he start the program?
He actually started it when he was 15 years old, so he was in middle school, and here he had had a 1-to-1 aid, like I said, all those years, and it made such a change in his abilities that he was able to not only lose that aid, but we were able to get him off of an IEP for a little while, and
wow.
He's doing great.
Wow, that's awesome. So it helped him so much that towards the end of middle school, it moved him off and actually from an aid to really kind of more stuff and then moving on. So that's really pretty exciting.
Right, and then he used to be a social outcast, and now his phone just rings off the hook.
Oh, wow.
So it's really brought him out of his shell. It brought him from being awkward because by just talking too loud, it makes people not want to be around them. So it's helped in every avenue of his being.
And
even his sports ability. He's even improved on his video game playing from using the program.
and your other children?
All right. Well, my son with autism, the main feature for him is that he stopped covering his ears. He was the kind of kiddo that would stop, drop, and roll when he heard a weed eater. And we lived in Florida then, and so you know how we cut the lawn down here twice a week in the summer. So he was always miserable and pain from hearing. So it helped with that. But with autism, it also can help with their eye contact and their anxiety and their social skills and then their auditory and their sensory processing. And it's kind of like the bone conduction that Dr. Minson was talking about in the headphones. It gives such input that it kind of feeds the needs, so it helps to cut down on his stimming, just like it helps with my son with ADHD from that constant movement, is because it gives that input that they're seeking, so that so it does it naturally, so that they don't have to move so much in order to get that input.
Excellent. We've got about a little bit over a minute to go, but real quickly, Dr. Minson, this is kind of exciting because traditionally treatment has been more a behavioral type treatment in medicine, and this is really kind of a new avenue to really exercise the brain, much like an athlete would, to just improve that stuff and improve, I guess, the conditioning tone is what I'm taking from that. Is what I'm sharing kind of accurate, or is there anything that I'm off base on this?
No, you're very accurate. If I could just add a footnote, I failed to mention how this works for ADD, and Rebecca mentioned the energy that she felt. The studies that look at the brain, the cortex, showed there's hypofunction or low energy. So all of the energy that the brain uses for attention, all the attentional circuits, come from all that sensory input from below. So by using this multisensory approach, we're able to get the dopamine systems, the attentional circuits functioning properly without the use of medication. So you're right on.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Dr. Minson and Rebecca, thank you very much for coming on the show. This has been very, very enlightening. As a reminder, if you're interested in learning more, go to integratedlistening.com. That's integratedlistening.com. And with that, thank you very much. And everybody, stay tuned next week to another exciting edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.